McLeish backs Scotland's youth to come to the fore in the summer friendlies. But first, a campaign to fight an injustice suffered by a family in Caithness has got the attention of the Shadow Justice Secretary. Brian Rutherford has this report for MFR News.
A prosecutor from the Crown Office criminal allegations against the police division is digging into a historic Highland Harbour death. Former Northern Constabulary officers are under the spotlight after ignoring an instruction to launch a potential murder inquiry in 1997. That's when the body of Kevin MacLeod was pulled from Wick Harbour, but 21 years on, the 24-year-old's drowning remains unexplained.
I think it is right that this matter is opened up, particularly when people are putting their hands up and saying, there's something wrong here, we need to look at this again. It shows the power of people getting involved, people raising these issues, and it shows that something can be done. Those in power have a duty.
Liam Kerr, MSP, is the Shadow Justice Secretary, and he's welcomed Police Scotland's ongoing work to release a less censored version of a 2002 report. It took Kevin's family 5 years of fighting the system to get a copy of the Cameron report, but so much of it is blacked out, and 7 pages which MFR News knows names legacy force officers over allegations of potential misconduct are missing. Well, we confronted the current boss of Scotland's National Force about this in December last year.
What I've undertaken to do is, with a fresh eye, with an independent eye, to make a full and thorough reassessment. As much information as I can lawfully share, I will.
Police Scotland claims it's their priority to minimise the redactions, and work's ongoing.
There's more on that story at the MFR website. Next, in a bid to end the stigma surrounding mental health, MFR's joined hundreds of...